WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Friday. It's June 8th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
A nice weather day today, and the weekend outlook continues to improve. Should a man caught on video running over Canada geese be charged with animal cruelty? Another school bus accident. This time a bus rolls over on the turnpike. Four students are hurt. You may want to think twice before putting your bare feet in the sand on New Jersey's beaches. And another report that says raising taxes would be very bad for New Jersey. In sports, Washington wins its first Stanley Cup. Golden State could make it back-to-back tonight. Phillies lose again to the Cubs. Subway Series starts tonight. Details of our top stories coming up. In the minutes ahead, we begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zero. Nice weather day today. Will it push into the weekend?
Yeah, it will for part of the state at least. We are expecting some rain, but it is certainly not going to rain all weekend, and it's not even going to rain everywhere this weekend. Today, we're getting warmer and more humid. It's another comfortable start with temperatures mostly in the 50s across New Jersey. We'll enjoy some good sunshine this morning before clouds take over this afternoon. Highs 80 to 85 for most of us, closer to 70 along the coast, kind of summer-like there. There will be a chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. That's going to be very isolated at best. Maybe some patchy fog tonight, not as cool. Those only drop into the 60s, not the 50s. And then tomorrow we'll see hit or miss thunderstorms, especially south of Interstate 195. For most of the state, it's going to be a mostly cloudy, warm and humid day. Mid-70s to lower 80s for tomorrow, and then Sunday the cooler, drier day of the weekend, just a stray shower chance. Still cloudy, highs in the lower to mid-70s for Sunday. Right now, Seaside Park 60, Sparta 54, North Brunswick 55.
I'm on New Jersey's First News, 502. It is a story that has generated some very passionate comments from you as police decide whether to charge a man for running through a flock of Canada geese on Route 1. That incident was caught on video, and we're live with Patrick Lavery with the latest this morning. Patrick?
And that video, of course, is at NJ1015.com this morning, Eric. From Monday night in South Brunswick, near the Monmouth Mobile Homes Park, nearly two dozen geese and goslings were waddling in the southbound left lane. A few minutes before 8:30, dusk setting in, a Ford SUV comes through, hitting several geese. The driver slowing down, but not fully stopping. With the concrete barrier dividing the highway, the geese had nowhere to go. Some continued to walk, but others had difficulty. Because they're not domesticated animals, the incident did not have to be reported, but if it is determined not to have been accidental, those charges could follow. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning in the 50s and 60s. It'll be warmer and more humid, but not oppressively so. Sun and clouds overhead, and still the chance of a pop-up thunderstorm this afternoon or tonight. Our highs are going to be 80 to 85, about 10 degrees cooler along the coast. Showers possible tonight. And then it looks like hit or miss thunderstorms, mainly for the southern half of the state, that is below Interstate 195. We could see some very heavy downpours if those storms occur. The rest of the state, mostly cloudy, warm, humid, highs in the 70s to 80s. We'll have more on your weekend weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. And still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the latest on another bus crash, this one overturning on the turnpike, not nearly as many severe injuries. We'll have the latest on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures around the state this morning are in the 50s and 60s, and we are going to look for highs today. Should be in the 80s. Weekend is not going to be a total washout. The southern half of the state, that's below 195, is most likely to see a shower or pop-up thunderstorm for tomorrow. And Sunday does look like we have the possibility of some more rain, but again, not a total washout for the weekend. State police say four kids and one adult hurt after a school bus overturned on the turnpike near the exit for the Gothels Bridge. The kids on the bus say it was a terrifying experience.
I didn't know what was happening. The middle kids were flying onto me, and the whole bus was turned over.
The trip was fun, but not the bus ride.
Investigators say all the injuries are minor. About 40 people were on the bus transporting students from a Borough Park neighborhood of Brooklyn. Police in Old Bridge found what appears to be the empty shell of a homemade bomb in an abandoned pickup truck at a local apartment complex. Maintenance workers at London Terrace called police after the red pickup had sat there for 30 days. The owner apparently had moved out of the complex a month ago. Members of the bomb squad determined the shell was an explosive device, but it did not contain any explosive powder. Two New Jersey men arrested driving through Nebraska with enough fentanyl to kill 26 million people. State police in Nebraska found 118 pounds of the powerful opioid, most packaged for sale on the street. It is the largest fentanyl bust in Nebraska history. When a Jersey beach is under an advisory for unsafe levels of bacteria in the water, as many were over the last couple of weeks, the beach itself remains open to the public. But you are not completely in the clear just by staying on the sand. That water has to wash up somewhere, and that bacteria can linger.
The closer you get to the water that caused either a beach advisory or closure, the better your chances are of interacting with sand tainted by the same type of hazardous bacteria. But Paul Bologna, director of marine biology at Montclair State University, says the risk is far diminished on the sand.
If you were in the water, open cuts, mouth, nose, ears are places that water can sit.
Water advisories are typically cleared after one day, but the bacteria on the sand may linger a bit longer. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Hoboken and Jersey City will likely be the latest to ban plastic shopping bags. Wouldn't be a total ban, but both cities would severely limit when a store could use a plastic bag and charge customers for paper bags if they don't have their own reusable bags. In his proposed state budget, Governor Murphy continues to push for more than $1.5 billion in new or expanded taxes. A new study finds that would be a serious mistake.
According to a new analysis by the Jersey Business and Industry Association, raising the corporate business tax and the millionaire's tax would make Jersey's budget woes worse, not better. NJBIA President Michelle Sikirka says anytime we talk about raising taxes,
it causes New Jersey businesses to step back from the planning and investment they were thinking about and to consider other options, not growing in the state or leaving the state.
We need to have policymakers plan and adopt long-term sustainable solutions, says Sikirka, rather than trying to tax our way out of our fiscal challenges. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 510. The body of a missing Cumberland County college student has been found in a swampy area of South Jersey. That's not far from where Ron Vega's car was found, his wallet and cell phone inside. Investigators have scheduled an autopsy to determine exact cause of death. Vega had been missing since last month. His girlfriend told us he was becoming increasingly unstable in the days before he vanished. A half dozen bills designed to further tighten New Jersey's gun control efforts passed by the Senate Thursday and sent to Governor Murphy. He has scheduled a signing ceremony for next Wednesday.
The bills, which the Assembly passed in March, include new rules for seizing guns from people deemed dangerous and a reduction from 15 rounds to 10 in the allowable size of ammunition magazines. Governor Phil Murphy has been anxious for their passage.
We're going to sign them ASAP. So we'll take an already strong gun safety regime in New Jersey, particularly protecting kids, and make it even stronger.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says he hopes the changes improve public safety.
But the reality is that the biggest problems we have are other states. That's the real problem.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The owner of two Middle Township motels is now facing charges after police were called to his properties 200 times in just 2 months. The calls were for medical emergencies, narcotics, domestic violence. The police chief said the amount of criminal activity at the Catalina and Wildwood Park motels is disturbing and unacceptable. Owner Dinesh Patel is now charged with maintaining a public nuisance. Temperatures this morning starting out in the 50s and 60s on our way to the 80s today. The humidity is going to build. Won't be oppressive, but you're going to feel it in the air. And then as we move into the weekend, south of 195 is where we have the biggest risk for some showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. But will the rain push into Sunday? Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Dominski and Doyle.
Want to go to the nude beach with me?
I'll go.
Come on. Now, what is your wife going to do? If...
Hey, she had her chance.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7.
This is New Jersey, you know.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, all eyes are on the weekend this morning.
That's right, and we've had better news for you each day this week. At one point, it looked really wet, but now things are actually looking pretty good for most of New Jersey this weekend. It will rain, but not everywhere and not at all times. Today's looking good, certainly summery. You know, we got a nice burst of weather yesterday afternoon into yesterday evening, and we'll continue that to start today. Temperatures mostly in the 50s now, and we're on our way to about 80 to 85 degrees for most of the state today, closer to 70 along the Jersey Shore, probably 60s on Barrier Islands. It'll be a bit more humid today. We'll go from sun to clouds, and there is a chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or this evening. If it happens, it's going to be very isolated. 98 to 99% of New Jersey stays dry today. Could be some patchy fog tonight, lows only in the 60s, not as cool and comfortable as the past several nights. And then tomorrow we'll see hit or miss thunderstorms, mainly for the southern half of the state. That's below Interstate 195. The strongest storms may produce localized downpours and gusty winds, but again, that's not for everyone. For most of the state, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. It'll be fairly warm and humid tomorrow, mid-70s to lower 80s. Sunday looks like the cooler, drier day of the weekend, that just the chance for a stray shower. Still cloudy, highs lower 70s. Another chance for rain will develop on Monday. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, should a man caught on video running over a flock of Canada geese crossing Route 1 be charged with animal cruelty? Police are still trying to sort that one out. Another report says raising taxes would be very bad for New Jersey. In fact, it would hurt the state budget. In sports, Washington wins its first Stanley Cup. Caps take down Vegas in 5 games. Golden State could make it back-to-back NBA titles and 3 in 4 years tonight. Phillies lost again to the Cubs. The 2018 Subway Series starts tonight. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. Comfortable again in the 50s this morning. It's going to be a warm and fairly humid day with highs 80 to 85 away from the ocean. We'll go from sun to clouds today. There's a slight chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. New Jersey First News time is still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
I like that you could just call in and say what you have to say.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, it is now on this Friday morning as we make it to the end of the week and look into the weekend. We're going to have just a terrific day today, though the humidity will start to build. And if you are above 195, you're going to have a better Saturday than the folks south of it. We may see a shower or pop-up thunderstorm at any point in the southern half of the state. And then Sunday's going to look okay as well. Dan's going to have an update on this coming up in just a couple of minutes. Legal sports betting could begin in New Jersey really at any time under a bill passed by the legislature. In theory, it could happen even before Governor Murphy signs it. But in reality, though, it still may be a couple of days.
There isn't currently a state law banning sports bets, and the bill was amended Thursday to erase a penalty for sports books that start taking action early. Senate President Steve Sweeney says it should start today.
We're anxious to get started, and we asked everyone to wait. They did. Now it's time to get started.
Monmouth Park operator Dennis Drazen says he'd like to open at 5 p.m. today, but indicated he would likely wait for Murphy to sign the bill, which isn't expected to be this week.
I hope that can happen. If there are any delays, that's life.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey college professor who lost his bid for U.S. Congress on Tuesday, only to learn a successful write-in campaign chose him as the Democratic nominee for mayor of the town where former Governor Christie lives. Mark Washburn says it was a nice surprise, and he's willing to accept the nomination. Mendham's municipal attorney is still researching election law to see if Washburn is actually eligible for the November ballot, saying there's never been a precedent. Nothing like this has ever happened. A decision is expected later today. Millions of Americans miss medical appointments every year or arrive late because they can't get a ride there and back. Two large hospital systems in New Jersey are now announcing a plan to put a dent in that this summer.
Through a partnership with Uber, RWJ Barnabas Health is offering on-demand and pre-scheduled rides to patients traveling to and from appointments. The free service started at Jersey City Medical Center and will expand across the system in the coming months. Lyft is now the primary rideshare provider for Hackensack Meridian Health. The network's Peter Hughes says they had been handing out vouchers for a taxi or car service.
We've decreased costs, our customers are happier, and we're able to track them in a better way. So it's kind of a win-win-win all around for us.
Their hope is to expand the service from 3 to all hospitals by the end of the year. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 525. A New York judge says he's going to rule quickly on civil rights lawyers' demands the government stop detaining some immigrant children for an average of 8 months. After oral arguments Thursday, the judge says he'll decide soon on a request he forced the government to prevent long detentions. The case was brought in February on behalf of one child, but the lawsuit seeks to represent a larger class of similarly situated children. Temperatures this morning starting up in the 50s and 60s, on our way into the 80s with higher humidity today, but it won't be oppressive. And then what about the rain situation for the weekend? It is starting to look better, and Dan will break all that out for you coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, boy, you've had a lot to say about this guy who was caught on video plowing through a flock of Canada geese on Route 1. We've got an update to that story on the half hour, and we'll update business news next. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian shares have been lower today. Investors are awaiting the Group of Seven leaders' meeting continuing into the weekend and for the European Central Bank and Federal Reserve meetings next week. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P was off. The Dow picked up about 95, helped by big gains for McDonald's and Chevron, and the NASDAQ was off 54. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays, wake up with Alexa and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.